Actually, Radhe Bhyo, Radhe Bhyo is where the Suktam starts. We are studying the fourth Suktam, the fourth Anuvakam. And in this fourth Anuvakam, how many Suktams are there? Huh? 17. 17 Suktams in this Anuvakam. Yajus, sorry. Yeah. Yajus in this Anuvakam. Yeah. Thank you. Suktam and Yajus are different. Yajus is Namaha. Yes, 17 Yajus are there. And the first 8 Yajus represent one Suktam. That's what I meant. And the second, thank you. 17 minus 8 is 9. And represent the second Suktam. What is this Anuvakam about? Long time ago we had a Veda class. Long time ago. Omnipotence in actions. We paid it, huh? Vikram. The powerful one, power ranger. Yes. Vikram is correct. It's all about omnipotence in action. What was the previous Anuvakam about? Yeah.
Thieves.
That's very important, yes. The previous one was about inner faculties, your inner instruments that are there, the mind, the intellect, those. Omnipotence in inner faculties. And the one before that? Omnipotence in
life forces.
Life forces. Fantastic. Now you see, nobody teaches Rudram like that. They are all telling Rudram is a fearful god holding all these deadly weapons. A white guy sitting on a cool mountain and chilling out, and he is called Shiva. Nothing to do with all of that. Shiva, yesterday I participated in a beautiful program called Shiva Padam. I will talk to you more about that. Because there is a lot of stuff in this Anuvakam that is related to what was done yesterday as a dance ballet. More than 100 children did dance ballet yesterday. Very beautiful. And so, this particular Suktam talks about omnipotence and awareness in actions, perfection in action. Namo Radhe Ebhyo Thapade Bhyaschavo Namo Nama Sena Bhya Sena Nibhyaschavo Namo Namaha Kshatrubhya Sangrahitrubhyaschavo 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 Namo Nama Stakshabhyo Radhakarebhyaschavo Namo Namaha Namo Radhe Ebhyo Radhapadebhyaschavo Namo Nama Sena Abhya Sena Nibhyaschavo Namo Nama Namo Nama Kshatrubhya Sangrahitrubhyaschavo Kshatrubhya Sangrahitrubhyaschavo I'm saying Sangrahitrubhyaschavo Sangrahitrubhyaschavo Kshatrubhya Sangrahitrubhyaschavo Namo Namastakshabhyo Thakarebhyaschavo Namo Namah We'll pause there. And then we'll contemplate on what is the meaning of these mantras? Rathebhyo Rathapatibhyaschavo Namaha. Namaha, Namaha. Two Namahas. Prostrations or salutations to those that are also. Vaha cha means vah. That vo means prostrations to the one that are also. Now you see, it's a very interesting way of saying prostrations to the one that are also. English, you can't connect it to what I'm saying? To the one that are also. Means the one that is present in so many prostrations or salutations. To Rathebhyo, to the chariots. Ratha means chariot. Prostrations to the one that are also chariots and also the charioteers, the owners of the chariots. Rathapati means master of the chariots. Then next one is Senabhyaha. Prostrate salutations to the one that are also the armies. Senabhyaha. And Senanibhyaha. Senanibhyaha means those that are also the chief of armies. Army chiefs. Then Shatrubhyaha. Shatrubhyaha means those that are teacher or trainer of charioteers. Shatrubhyaha. The one who trains the charioteers. Like they do this personal development workshop, train the trainees. Yeah. So the one who is training the charioteers. Shatrubhyaha. Sangrahitrubhyaha means those that are able to hold the reins. You know the reins? When you are doing charioting, right? When you get into a chariot, the horses are running, the horses have the reins on them, right? So you can pull on the rein and control the horses. So those that are able to hold on to the reins and control the chariot by pulling on the reins, those are Sangrahitrubhyaha. Then Takshabhyaha means those that are carpenters. Takshabhyaha means carpenters. And Rathakarebhyaha means those carpenters that are able to carve chariots or make chariots. Now all these four things are about chariots. There must be something about all these chariots, no? That's what we know. Why do we care about why we are prostrating to all these chariots, chariot owners, armies, and the ones that are the chief of armies, that is Senanibhyaha. Then Kshatrubhyaha means the trainer of charioteers. Sangrahitrubhyaha, those that are able to control the chariots by pulling on the reins. Takshabhyaha, the carpenters. Rathakarebhyaha, those that are able to make the chariots. That is what it means. What is the inner meaning of this? Chariots. Before we get into that, you chant it first now that you know the meaning of. Radhebhyo, chariot. You know what this chariot is? Wow, excellent. Body. She attended previous Rudramtas, don't feel bad. Body is a chariot. Why is the body a chariot? No, chariot has certain things associated, some features associated. Let's opine on what a chariot is, first of all. What is a chariot? Yes?
Moving carriage on wheels at the top or
okay.
The
okay, yes.
Vehicle
used to travel. What is a chariot? He defined very beautifully. Now I'm asking, how is it? Describe a chariot for me. What are the things in a chariot?
It has
a body with wheels. Yes, what else does it have? Yes.
It has wooden
it has wooden carvings and all of that stuff, yes?
An open back.
Huh?
An open back.
An open back. for nice name. Ben-Hur movie. Ben-Hur movie, yes. Open back. It's very important. No hatchback. Open back. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Horses to move it.
Yes. Girls, come on. What's happening? No chariot descriptions coming from girls now. Girl, one more thing. Yes. What does chariot features? Yes. Look at these boys. Hello. Yes. Yes.
Eyes.
Eyes. Chariot. Oh, he's thinking about the body chariot. It has eyes. Okay, got you. Yeah.
A charioteer,
yeah, yes.
The reins to hold the horses,
yes.
The actual person riding the chariot.
Now, very beautiful. Now you see, you're describing a chariot. Yes. Yes. Now you have to think about how she said body. Now she gets to answer all the things about the body, what are the components. Okay, that's what she's now. Yes. Huh? Yes.
A seat inside.
Okay. But sometimes there is no seat also. The only seat is there for who? Who got the seat, Ra? Who got the seat?
Charioteer.
He's the only one that needs to sit. The guy who is standing, he's actually standing, right? He's standing like this and yes.
Probably the umbrella, like an awning.
Oh, probably an umbrella. Okay. Probably an umbrella, yes.
Wheels.
They covered it, yes. Okay, now, you see, how is our body then a chariot? Can you take all what they said and now go through all the, what are the things? No. What you said, body is a chariot. What are the components of the body that they are describing about? Body should have horses, no?
Senses.
Okay, man. This class is getting very interesting. Everybody is,
And a chariot does not have interior.
Wait, what?
Am I talking about different topic? Yes, we are over it. Dude, stay with the class. Yes. Yes.
The mind.
No. She has to answer everything. Okay. She's the one that said chariot is body. Okay. Who is the one that is charioteer? Who is the one that's holding the reins? Huh? Then who is the one that is riding?
The horse.
Our mind is the horses.
Mind is the horses?
Senses are the horses.
Mind is the controller. Okay, senses are the horses. Okay, we so far so good. Okay.
Mind controls. The horse.
You said the chariot itself, first, it is made of some wood stuff, right? What is that wood stuff?
Our skin, bones.
Okay, our bones and all those things. That is the wood stuff. And then I will forget about the open back kind of a piece right now. So let's take the other components. The other components now you said there are?
Yes.
What are those wheels?
Legs and arms.
Legs. Okay. Then what are the horses?
Senses.
Who is the one that is now controlling the horses?
Mind.
Yeah. And who is the one actually riding in the chariot?
Chariot.
That's true. Who is the charioteer in your chariot? If your body is enough. What do you mean? Asana. Yeah. No yoga. Okay. Yes.
Swami?
So everyone has the same chariot.
Yes, Swami.
No, he's the passenger.
Who is the passenger?
Swami.
Swami is the passenger.
The mind is the chariot.
Now we have to figure out who that is. You better get this straight. Otherwise, Reddy Uncle will come up with all kinds of answers. Yes.
I actually thought that the senses were the person riding and the mind is the charioteer. Because if you're not careful, the senses, your mind can become slave to the senses.
My God, mind can begin over. The adults are shaking their head. What did he say? I have no clue what he said. Yes.
The charioteer can become the slave of the person riding in the chariot can be the slave of the charioteer.
And I'm totally lost what you're saying. You speak so fast, first of all. I'm trying to connect every word. Can you speak slowly and so I can understand
you? The person in the chariot becomes the slave of the charioteer because the chariot...
Slave of the charioteer. What are you talking about? What is the slave concept here?
Because the charioteer decides where you go. The mind only has so much control over where you can go.
Ladies, come on, help me here. What is he saying here? Okay. What? Hurry. Never mind, you forgot. Can you explain to me? I don't understand the concept what you're saying. Explain
to me. Going back to what he said,
yeah.
He said that the person riding in the chariot can become the slave of the chariot.
Well, let's get a person riding in the chariot means what are you talking? So there is the guy that is riding the horses, and who do we call that guy?
The charioteer.
And who is the guy that is actually sitting in the chariot?
Passenger.
Okay, that's what you are getting out. Who is in that case the passenger?
Us.
Okay, now beautiful. Now the reason why I'm asking is Rathebhyo Rathapati Bhyaschavo. Now in the context of this beautiful. Now I will take you deeper into this. Now in the context of yesterday, I was explaining this. There is this beautiful story about Shiva. How many of you heard about Tripurasura Samharam? Maybe not all the children here. Maybe not all the adults too. Tripurasura Samharam, Shiva going and killing the Tripurasuras, three demons called Tripurasuras. No, nobody knows that story. Oh, very good. Let's take 10 minutes and then go through the story, because that story will tell you, once upon a time, there lived a story time. Yeah, okay, all of you are ready now, okay. There was a demon by name Tarakasura. Oh, yeah, now ready. You know the story of Tarakasura, but do you know the story of his sons?
Maricha and Subahu.
Maricha, Subahu, not him. Yes. Wait, come on up here.
I don't know the story of Tarakasura, but not his son.
Tarakasura story is not what I'm talking about. He had three sons. Tarakasura had three sons. The story of Tarakasura, in essence, what is the story of Tarakasura about? Who is the guy that killed Tarakasura?
Murugan.
Yes. Now, all the older people are learning from you. They didn't even know that Tarakasura was killed by Murugan. Okay, now that story is a different story. I won't go into that story. But the story after, the dad passed off, and then he had three sons, unfortunately. And the three sons' names are Tarakaksha, Vidyunmali, and then there is a third guy. What's this third guy's name? Anybody knows? No. I'm blanking on his third name. So he has three sons. Tarakaksha, Vidyunmali, and there is a third guy. I will get the name of the. All these three sons. Yes.
Duryodhana.
Ah, he did the Google search. Very good. Excellent. I really like it. Yeah. Vidyunmana. Correct. Vidyunmana, Vidyunmali, Tarakaksha. Three sons he had. And these three sons did penance on Brahma. And you know why demons only do penance on God? For only one reason. Yes?
To get a boon from them.
To get a boon from them. And usually what's the boon they ask?
Yeah. To live forever.
To live forever, exactly.
Or to be invincible.
Or
have a power to destroy the world.
That's what he means by invincible. Oh, excuse me, yeah. He is a little more advanced in English. Yes.
Morted.
Immortal.
Yes, that's what it means, that no death.
Live forever
is immortal. Thank you for making it. Now you are learning from each other in English now. Okay, either to be living forever, or other words, immortal, or to be invictus. That means cannot be defeated by anyone and have all the power. And usually when they ask the question, I want to be immortal, Brahma is the guy that usually says, because he's the creator, no? Brahma is the creator, Usually what he says is, no sorry dude, we can't give that, that's not under my control. Please ask another one, right? What?
He's like, no, it's not allowed.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't they
used
to go to Shiva?
Because
isn't he give up?
No, let's tell you the story, guys. In this case, it is Brahma Rari. Please, why you want to bring Shiva into picture? Just tell it was a story. I am telling you. You want to create your own story about Shiva, that's your problem. I am telling you what happened in the Tripurasara Samhara. So, when he created, when the three brothers, then they asked a very interesting boon. They said, we are going to create three different cities. One city built with gold, another city built with silver, another city built with steel. And these three are the ones that are built, and all the guy that is going to destroy us has to destroy with a single arrow that would align all these three at some point. And then when they are aligned, he has to shoot one arrow and he has to destroy all these three cities. That's the boon they ask. It's a weird one, because that's the kind of, you cannot even imagine what they can imagine. That's why they're called demons. Okay? Yes, they have to come up with some impossible conglomeration or alignment of things. So Brahma said, oh, this seems to be not a practical thing anyway. So he said, okay, fine, I'll give you that boon. And now then, this Tarakaksha guy built the golden city and he was living in the heaven and happily thereafter. Then there was the other guy, what's the city made of? Thank you. And there, this guy Vidyunvana, he lived there. And then the third one is built of steel. And in that, Vidyunmali lived. Now my friend that is in the back, brother, please make sure I'm telling the story right from Wikipedia, right? So far, he said, so far I am correct. Then what happened? Then they were living beautifully, but then somehow the other guys did not like. Who are the other guys that did not like this? Yeah, Devas, yeah, the gods. Gods were very unhappy. Come on, what is this kind of boon you gave? And then they were having no problem at all. Then they said, these guys are becoming more and more powerful now. We have to do something about these three guys. They're very strong now. So somehow we need to defeat them. And so they went to first Brahma, and he's the guy that gave the boon anyway. And he said, sorry, I can't help. I can't take back my own boon. So you have, I cannot be of help to you. Then they went to, who's the next guy?
Vishnu.
Vishnu, yeah, Vishnu. Then Vishnu said, are they doing anything wrong? And they said, no, they're not. They're living in their own cities, but they're becoming more powerful. Then what's the problem? If they're not doing anything wrong, I can't do anything to them. So please, I can't help you anymore. That's what Vishnu said. Yes?
Shiva is the destroyer.
Shiva is the, yeah. So then, yes.
Why are the Devas so power conscious?
That is the very good.
Even many stories.
Yeah, even in many stories. I will go into the deeper level of that sometime with one-on-one session. That is the whole problem. See, the good and the bad. You know, that there is, this is happening within us also, right? But the gods then, they said, what do you mean you can't do anything about it? Then Vishnu said, they have to do something wrong, then only I can interfere with them. Same thing, you know. So then they said, no, then you come up with a way how to turn them into wrong. Huh? You understand? Then Vishnu said, okay, fine. I will have a plan for you guys. And then he said, he sent a guy with a clean shaven head and a bowl, and that went into these cities, and then he started preaching anti-Veda. Don't do yajnas, don't do yagas, don't chant mantras. Sounds familiar? Hello. All this is ritual, it has no meaning to it, you should stop doing. The only powerful Veda, the only powerful thing you can do is just be happy, don't do any karmas, don't do any yajnas, don't do any yagas, and he started preaching this. And then he started becoming popular. Obviously, people don't have to get up early in the morning, do mantras and chanting and all of this, nothing, be happy. Everybody loved that religion. And then slowly what happened? They all went to these kings and said, hey, this guy that came, you know, he started a new religion. And this religion is about not doing any yajnas, yagas, japa, tapa, homa, all these things that don't have to be done. Let us all follow this beautiful, this thing. And the guy said, oh, this is also pretty cool. Now let's all follow. And they all stopped doing Vedas and everything. Now the God said, wow, now the time came. I need to destroy these guys because they're not pure anymore. They're doing things that are against the what they need to be supposed to be doing, to be good people, right? You understand? You're following the thing. And then at that time, they went to Shiva. And now, what happened? I will tell you the inner meaning of the story next week because only 4 minutes left. In the meantime, you can go study the what this story is about. Come back next week. I will tell you what the inner meaning of this is. Then Shiva, I will tell you this beautiful thing about this whole chariot thing. Then what happened? Shiva was the only one that was able to kill these three demons. And on one point, when all the three cities got aligned between the what we call the heaven, the inner, the space and the earth, all the three cities are aligned. Then Shiva used a chariot, and this chariot, Mother Earth was the entire chariot. The sun and the moon became the wheels of the chariot, and the Brahma became the charioteer. The four Vedas became the horses, and when they were running, it was creating, the sound became the meter, the chandas. Shiva lifted this golden mountain called Meru, just like a bow, and then he put the string of that as snake Vasuki, and then he used Vishnu as the arrow, and then boom, he shot, and he destroyed all the three cities at one point of time. This is Tripurasara Samhara. So far, so good, brother, Wikipedia. That is the story of Tripurasara Samhara. Now, what is not written in Wikipedia, brother, I will tell you next week. You come to the class. Okay? Okay. What is not written in Wikipedia or in any books, how this is related to us. Now, can you imagine the whole earth becoming chariot? That is the Ratha. And the wheels are, what did I say the wheels are? Sun and moon. Who is the charioteer?
Brahma.
Who was in the chariot? The warrior?
Shiva.
What's his bow?
Meru.
Yes, the golden mountain. Kanaka Naga Kodandadhari. Yesterday they did a beautiful item called Kanaka Naga Kodandadhari. Kanaka Nagamu. Naga means is mountain. Kanaka means golden. Golden mountain is Kanaka Naga. He lifted like Kodandam very simply. That's why it's called Kanaka Naga Kodandadhari. And the dancers, poor guys, they don't know all the inner meaning of all of this, right? So they are only dancing. And this Kanaka Naga Kodandadhari, the wheels became. Now what was the bow? Was the bow was the
Meru.
The Meru. What is the string?
Vasuki.
That is the snake, the big snake. And what is the arrow?
Vishnu.
And what are the horses?
Vedas.
The four Vedas. And with that, he released the arrow, killed the three Tripuras. Come back next week. I will talk to you about Radhebhyo, Radhavatibhyascho, all those things next week. I will explain the meaning. Om
Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Now, there was a question somebody asked, observation when you guys are chanting. When we are chanting the Gayatri Mantra with this multi-faith prayers, you chant like what we chant, right? Bhur Bhuvas Suvaga Tat Savitur Varenyam. That's how we chant. When we are chanting in the Veda class, the proper way to chant in Yajurveda, what the mantra is? Varenyam Bhargo. That's how you chant in the Yajurveda. When you chant like a prayer, chant like Varenyam Bhargo, like that. Now, some people are saying Shanti hi, Shanti hi, Shanti hi. There is no hi there. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Because if you separate the three, you are not integrating. First Shanti is for the body. Second Shanti is for the mind. Third shanti is for the whole universe. So don't say shanti hi for my body, shanti hi for my mind, shanti hi for integrate everything. That is the point of shanti. Don't say shanti, shanti. You have to say shanti, shanti, shanti hi. Not shanti hi, shanti hi. No hi, she here. Okay? Everything is together. Om Sri Sai Ram.